Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my listeners. Today, this is another episode of a freestyle numerology chart analysis. But before I say anything about this episode, if you are new here, welcome to this podcast. We discuss here numerology as a path for inner transformation, spiritual growth, and self-understanding. I make, or try to make at least, numerology accessible and applicable for everyday life matters, and do my best to provide you with grounded information so that you can apply numerology in order to live a better, more conscious and balanced life, aligned with your soul and your deeper purpose. Now today, as I already said, is another episode where I will be analyzing selected numerology charts of my podcast listeners, freestyle and without any preparation. Now, I do that with the intention to show you how numerology works and to inspire you to dive deeper into numerology. In the end of this episode, I will explain how you too can have a chance of your numerology chart being analyzed on my podcast. Now, here are a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answers. You can read more about the types of readings that I offer and contact me through the link in the episode description. Secondly, if you wish to study numerology on a deeper level or even pursue it as a career, then I welcome you to check my two numerology study paths. The first one is my self-study numerology course, which you can use to learn the fundamentals of numerology at your own pace on your phone, your tablet, or your PC, your laptop. Secondly, you can sign up to my complete path of certification from beginner to numerology expert and get certified as a professional numerologist. And to read more about both programs, check out the links in the episode description. Lastly, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok and be part of my vibrant numerology community. Okay, my friends. Having said all of that, let us dive into today's first numerology chart of the lucky raffle winner, Khushbu Joshi. Now, I apologize. I have many, many listeners from over 110 countries. That was the last time I checked. Probably over 120 or maybe 130 countries. So guys, so many people from so many countries. I apologize beforehand if I mispronounce your names. But I'm sure you will forgive me. So Khushbu, let's jump into your chart. Very interesting chart. So Khushbu, what I see in your chart is, first and foremost, a lot of natural, what I would call a curiosity, interest in knowledge, interest in learning, and at the same time, a natural appeal and interest and gravitation towards the mystical and the spiritual. Now, of course, guys, because I'm analyzing charts in the context of a numerology podcast, and I want you to learn and deepen your understanding, I will mention the numbers. So when I talk about curiosity and learning, right, I see the nines, I see the seven, I see the three in your charts. In your chart, Khushbu, and these are all numbers that love, you know, expanding their horizons, love learning new things, love to deepen, love to, you know, always venture into some new adventure when it comes to learning. and expanding their knowledge base and their expertise. Now, with such strong nines at your core, okay, and my friends, I'm also using the human body numerology method, which was passed down to me by my beloved teacher, Sharon Ron. And in that method, we use different names for the life path, the expression number, and all the rest of the numbers. So sometimes I'll be kind of like, you know, going back and forth between this methodology and the normal kind of names for those locations. But Kushbu, you have like double nine in your essence. It's like the life path and the birthday number. In my method, we call it like the heart and the minor heart. And this immense nine essence at your core tells me that, like, essentially there's a lot of fire. There's a lot of wish to open up and like really have a very expanded, generous, giving heart, a heart that is universal, a heart that wants to benefit everyone and be very open, almost like, you know, like imagine it like a home. It's like a home with an open door where everybody can always come in and visit, and everybody's welcome, regardless of, you know, culture, religion, country of origin, opinions, and so on, right? So there's this immense natural need and capacity also in you for openness, for kindness, for generosity, for all-inclusiveness. Part of the power of the nine that is so strong in your essence, because it's a double essence. These are two numbers derived from your date of birth. Very essential. Now, moving on, I see that very, very strong number combination of 9 and 7. And if you know me by now, some of you, you know how much emphasis I put on number combinations, my friends. In fact, I just released an episode, I believe, last week, where I spoke about how to apply the power of number combinations. And this is a topic I usually teach only in my second stage numerology certification study course, so it's more advanced. But my friends, I cannot, you know, stress enough how powerful and important this topic is. So follow me on that and listen to that and try to understand it in your own charts. So Kushbu, the 9-7 combo tells me that there's a deep archetype that you're meant to embody in this lifetime. The archetype of what we can call the wise old man or the wise old woman, the elder, right? The wise one that people come to and want to get their advice. Now, it doesn't mean that that's where you're at in your life, but that's an archetype that should be your North Star, something to aspire to, something your soul wants to embody, okay? Wisdom, deeper wisdom. And part of that is going to mean, right? We don't just earn wisdom out of nowhere. We have to pay a price for wisdom, deep wisdom of this sort. And therefore, the lessons that the 9-7 will often, you know, encounter you with is lessons of goodbyes, of endings, of what is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of death, right? Like very, we can say, absolute or fundamental or eternal, perennial questions, right? Like, what does it mean that everything is transient, right? What does transcendence mean? Okay, so these are very big questions and sometimes big topics to deal with. Nevertheless, that's part of your destiny. Going on, I see the 9 and the 3, and the 9 and the 3 tell me that there is a part of you that is so innocent, you know, so sweet-hearted, we can say, or innocent, or kind of naive, even naive in a good way, not naive in like some kind of like a silly way, but really truly believing, you know, in the goodness of life, in the goodness of people, in the goodness of the universe, being even utopian in one way or another, believing that the future should be and can be good. Okay, and that's, you know, sometimes to a fault, maybe even, you know, this quality may be so strong that sometimes people make use of that. So, right, you should guard that innocence and make sure to preserve it and not let it, you know, be tainted in any way. Another thing that really sticks out, and I kind of mentioned it on the passing, and that is your wish to learn. And I think it's important to understand that for someone like you, learning and growing through knowledge and always making sure that you're stimulating your brain and your mind and your heart with new knowledge and new information that pushes you to new frontiers is really key and important to make you happy and in alignment with your natural energies. Now, another fascinating dynamic I can see in your chart, Khushbu, has to do with the fact that a whole chunk of your being or your chart is more of a serious nature. Namely, we can have the nines and the seven and even a four. And these are more, you know, serious, mature numbers, standing in opposition to that very, very strong, conspicuous three, right? That is more the child, the innocence, the childish also sometimes. And I can bet that sometimes there's a swing between the two, right? Being very serious, being very heavy, being kind of like very committed, versus being sometimes very light and goofy and you know, and giggly and so on. And these sides of, I'm sure you're sometimes swinging between them in a more kind of like in a polarized manner, but they can also be very complementary, and I would even say that it's important to learn how to unify them. And just a couple of things before we move on to the second chart, Khushbu, it's definitely clear that your chart puts a lot of emphasis throughout your entire life on learning, creativity, and love. Life wants you to definitely work a lot on your heart. The heart energy is always active in one way or another. Life wants you to be very giving. It wants you to be very open. Sometimes maybe it also teaches you the lessons of, you know, of letting go, which is also lessons of the heart. Like, you need to let go of things. In particular, by the way, in this time in your life that you're right at, like that you're in right now. So letting go, sometimes the letting go happens by volition. Sometimes life simply takes precious things away from you that are simply not relevant anymore as part of your initiation into greater wisdom. But life always wants you to have an open heart, have a creative flow, keeping that innocence alive and kicking. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, Khushbu, so I think we'll wrap it up here and move on to our second chart. So Khushbu, I would be very happy, of course, to hear how that, you know, resonated with you. I do hope it hit some good spots for you, and you're welcome to send me an email or write me on Facebook to let me know how it was for you. The second chart for today is going to be of Jeannie Marie Gray. So Jeannie, let us dive into your chart right away. A little kind of like switch of energies here. Again, guys, I'm just reminding you that everything here is completely spontaneous, no preparation. I'm literally recording this and just looking at your chart and speaking out whatever sticks out to my, to me and to my understanding. So, Jeannie, what really actually sticks out to me the most is that incredible and unique combination of someone who's extremely passionate, fiery, powerful, and ambitious, and at the same time, extremely sensitive, tender, and I would say even shy sometimes. It's what I like to call like an extrovert introvert. And maybe you found yourself already more than once in your life trying to somehow put that into words or say that to people, or maybe you actually even used this particular terminology, but I just want to give you that confirmation that indeed you are an extrovert introvert, like you have both sides. And, you know, it's like on the one hand, there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of wish to go big with whatever it is, with love life, for example, or even with like just your destiny or like dreams that are big, you know, there is like a big wish, like to go and to make things grandiose, okay? Sometimes that's the way you think about things and feel about things. But when it comes to manifestation, okay, sometimes that's where things are going to be a little bit, let's say, shaky or not that streamlined. Like you'll have to do a transition from that enormous energy to something a little bit more subtle. And I would say, like, dial back on some of that intensity because you'll have to express it all through that two energy. Okay. And the two needs to somehow, you will need to find solutions time and time again. And I'm sure that, you know, if you gave me your correct details, then I'm sure you've already experienced this many times in your life where that intensity somehow needs to be translated into an expression that is much more gentle and tender and slow paced. You cannot like just full on like blow into the world with all that power. You need to learn how to express it bit by bit. Now, sometimes this can be annoying because you probably feel like you have a lot of energy and a lot to give and a lot to share. And yet, it's like it cannot all be expressed in the way and the speed and in the intensity you'd want to go for it. So there's some kind of balancing work you need to do here. And also, Jeannie, you know what I want to say is that when I look again into the number combos in your chart, and one that really sticks out to me is like the 9 and the 2. And it really shows me that you have a natural, generous, kind heart, and you're able to give people. You're able to be generous. You're able to see people. Sometimes even be, you know, more altruistic in your motives and really want to just give for the sake of giving, or, you know, or really be compassionate and see the other people, want to be of help, truly of help to other people. That's part of the beauty of the 9-2 in my experience. But, and here's a little caveat, Jeannie, because the thing is, you see, in your core, you have the 8. And next to the 8, you have a minor 7 coming from your birthday. Okay, a 25-7. And the 8 needs to feel fulfilled. It needs to feel that it has personal gain, that it's receiving something from the things that it gives to the world. And also that 8-7 combo right there at the core, it has a lot of deep expectations. Now, whether you ever define that in these words or not doesn't really matter, right? I just, from my kind of like viewpoint, I'm going to give it like that sort of title of the 8-7 having a lot of inner expectations, sometimes, you know, wanting to also achieve your own kind of thing. And there's even an aspiration for excellence and high demands of yourself. And sometimes that can come like as a conflict with the 2-9 that really want to give others, right? So the conflict between others and self. And so it's important in your case to find a balance, right, between giving other people, helping other people, and nurturing and getting enough feedback that feeds into your essence and give you that sense of empowerment and achievement, because that's really, really important. Now, ideally, I believe, Jeannie, that in your chart, if you manage to utilize that sense of empowerment that the 8 and 7 create, that sense of power and capacity and excellence, and instill that power to other people, like you really like being able to really translate that in a way that will empower others through the 9 and 2, you will find a very, very interesting kind of full circle solution to your chart, something that creates like a full circuit, you know. So that really is something that sticks out to me. Let's see, what else did I want to say here? Yeah, I think that on a social level, what is also kind of like noticeable here is that the 11-2 is really sitting there on the location pertaining to how you are as a social being and your abilities to also inspire people when it comes to group settings, for example, like to spark some excitement or some interest or some vibe, or even to be charismatic, like in social settings, and inspire people with that 11 master number energy to almost like inject some life, electric charge into social settings. So that's also important to say, Jeannie. Before I wrap this up, I want to make sure that there's no last or one more kind of like piece of information that's important for me to share with you. Let me just take a quick look. Jeannie, yeah, that I would say like something to kind of like wrap this one up. I think that one additional important lesson for you would be in your life to learn how to, when you work with love, okay, I'll just say a word about love. When we have 8 and 2, okay, adjacent to one another, sometimes we need to understand where is the line between passion and love, between the intensity of the 8 and the gentleness of the 2. We need to sometimes understand what's the boundary between pain and pleasure, or pain and love. So I would say you have a lot of intensity. You have the ability to be very kind of fiery in your interactions and your relationships. And I would say it's important to learn where the boundary is right there in the world of love between, you know, as I said, loving and but where love becomes slightly twisted with pain. So just, it's an interesting lesson, a bit of a lesson that is also present in your chart. And I think it's important to like see both the light and the shadow of ourselves, because all of that is light. That's our journey. So that's like the last thing that kind of stood out and I wanted to share with you, Jeannie. Just like I said to Kushbu before you, I hope this inspires you. And I will very much be happy to know how that resonated. So you can write me an email or write me a Facebook message to let me know. And we will be moving now to our last but not least, the third chart for this episode of Victoria Lee Starkey. But before I keep analyzing the last chart, my friends, if you're enjoying this podcast and want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, and high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. And also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It helps me know more about you, my listeners, and provide you with better content. Having said that, let us dive into your chart, Victoria. So, again, a kind of like a shift of energy. We're entering a new chart. Victoria, you are, I always say that, but I really mean it. It's like you're an interesting personality. It's always interesting, right? Every chart is so interesting. But every time I say interesting, right, I'm referring to something slightly different. Because you're so sensitive. I mean, you're on the one hand, there's so much charge and inspiration, you know, in your chart, marked by 2 master numbers, you know, appearing right at the core of your being, the 11-2, the 22-4. So there's definitely an urge inside of you, Victoria, to inspire, to think big, to do something of meaning in your life. to go for something on a bigger scale. Now, I can see other master numbers in locations I cannot mention because it's just far too advanced. But what that tells me, Victoria, is that whether you've allowed yourself or not to this day to go for this, I don't know. But I want to tell you that it's important with such energies to really be attentive to the subtler and deeper dimensions of your being. And allow for the subtler layers of your soul to communicate to you and to stream into your vessel, into your body, mind, heart, and inspire your actions and your choices in your life. It's very important. Now, having said that, I also want to say that you are a very social being in your essence. You're definitely a people's person, someone who loves people, who loves interaction, who loves to have people in her life. It's like a deep need, actually, to have relationships, to have connections, to blend, you know, with people in all kinds of ways, emotional ways, experiential ways, sensual ways, communicational ways, right? So you definitely, like, the whole element of relating is so central to you, Victoria. And so when I say that, I'm really referring to three numbers in particular. The numbers are 2, 5, and 6. And why do I say social, relational, right? It's like, because each one of them, if you think about that deeply, and here comes one of the elements I always say that is so important to mastering numerology, the understanding of each and every number very thoroughly. Each of those numbers, 2, 5, and 6, have a natural quality that loves interaction. Each one in their own way. Right? 2 needs that deep bond, that one-on-one feeling. 6 need that sense of community and belonging and love exchange, of course, for both 2 and 6. And then the 5 needs that social interaction with many people, exchange of ideas, exchange of adventures, of experiences, sensual experiences with other people, right? The blending kind of with other energies and other people. All of these numbers are very social numbers. And what's also beautiful about all these numbers, Victoria, is that they're all very open. There's something about these numbers that makes you into a person that's willing to kind of open up to people, to open up to other energies, to be kind of like to let things enter you and touch you and leave an impression. And I believe that there's something juicy about you, like that you're kind of like a very versatile, curious personality, loves to blend in with people. Of course, it also has its shadow side, right? Sometimes we blend, like you can blend with people in a way that is to your own detriment. Like maybe sometimes, I'm going to use a word that's a bit intense here, but, you know, try to kind of like understand like to read between my words, right? So it's like, when I look at that 2-5, you know, element, I can also imagine sometimes you being getting a bit more dependent, like in relationships, or sometimes even addicted, you know, to certain people or circumstances that are not always healthy for you. Okay. Again, I'm lending here information that I teach in the human body numerology method. Again, inspired by my beloved teacher Sharon Ron. So it's important for me to say that. But again, it's also giving you a lot of juice, a lot of, if you let yourself, right, then there's a lot of sexiness. I would say something very sensual about your nature as well. And here it's also like, I think I was mentioning that to, Kushbu in the beginning. Also in your chart, there's that kind of polar kind of like swing, okay, between two main energies, namely the 2-6, the emotional, right, side, the side that needs intimacy, belonging, the sense of you and me, right? Relationship, closeness, and the five, which needs freedom, individuality, going your own way, right? Not letting anything kind of hold you back. And sometimes you can swing into the extremes of both. So, and this, when I say sometimes, this can be, you know, within a single week, but sometimes you'll have longer periods where you are being more, let's say, the 2-6, the emotional person, and other times where you're much more the 5, the adventurous, kind of freedom lover, free bird, doing whatever you want. And this can even be years where you're like sticking to one of those polarities. And sometimes this can create a bit of antagonism to one of the sides. Like when you're in the 5, maybe you can feel like, oh no, like I don't want commitment, or I don't want anyone to hold me back. Like I don't want that intimacy. And when you're on the other end, like sometimes that 5 can be a little bit like, no, I need commitment. I want to be more, you know, grounded. I want to have true love, and so on and so forth, right? These things are, in the end of the day, not something of an either or nature. We need to really blend the energies. But again, as I said, like there's something very versatile about you, full of electric charge. And as I said, like a lot of juice of life. I'm trying to think if there's like any last piece of information that I want to share with you. I want to say one last thing that kind of sticks out to me. In this particular part in your life or time in your life, okay, one of the lessons that you are required to fulfill has to do with thinking big, manifesting big, okay? And it is kind of working pretty well, and it's very much in line with your essential numbers, namely the 11-2 and the 22-4 that I mentioned in the beginning. I really feel that life is calling you to believe in your ability to manifest something concrete and real on a bigger scale. Now, again, because I do not know what you do for a living or what your aspirations truly are in a very kind of specific way, I cannot tell you what that is, but life wants you to go big. Life wants you to muster courage at this point and be able to manifest your ideas in concrete and real ways, expand, go big, be courageous. That's really what life wants of you on the bigger scheme of things. Victoria, I hope this resonates with you, like with our previous two beloved people. And feel free as well to drop me a line via email or by Facebook to let me know how that resonated with you. It's very important for me. Okay, guys, so that's it with chart analysis for this episode. So hopefully, again, you got a good glimpse and a good feeling into numerology readings, how I kind of approach charts on the go and how the numbers come to life when you start thinking in number combinations, in number groups, comparing this group to the other, right? And all the inner dynamics that take place within, and how it can all tell us a more cohesive story of our lives. And of course, take into account that for a proper in-depth numerology reading, I prepare the numerology chart in advance. And I always, you know, I prepare the chart based on the needs of my clients and their questions, right? A full reading is about 1 hour long and allows for the proper time and space to dive into every aspect very deeply. Nevertheless, I am sure that, you know, by listening to these freestyle chart analysis episodes, you can definitely get a good taste, a good feeling of what numerology reading feels like, what is a good numerology analysis, so that numerology becomes more real in your experience. And I hope this keeps inspiring you, you know, to take on numerology on deeper, on ever deeper levels. Now, in order, as I promised in the beginning, if you want to also have the chance, right, to join the raffle and get your charts read in future episodes, all you have to do is write me your full name at birth, including your middle names. So your date of birth, your full name at birth, including middle names, your date of birth, and your email address. Now, make sure to write your date of birth in a way that the month is written as a word, namely, November 5th, 1975, okay? October 2nd, whatever, okay? Don't write, like, the number. Write the month as a word. And please do so by answering the question below the podcast description. If you can't find the question section, or if you aren't listening via Spotify, you can send me these details via the contact form on my website. And you can rest assured that your details are visible only to me. Now, once I'll have your details, you'll join the raffle. And before a freestyle chart analysis episode, I will choose three random listeners who applied. I will notify you if you were chosen via my newsletter. Every chosen listener will have their chart analyzed only once. So please do not send your details again if you've already if you're already chosen. And also no need to write to apply twice. It doesn't give you more chance to be chosen. So my friends, before we wrap this up, again, if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to keep learning high quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Remember to leave your answers to the questions at the end of episodes in general, and in this episode in particular, if you want to be part of the raffle. Don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings. Super empowering and super important. And also to check out my self-study numerology course and in-depth numerology certification studies if you want to acquire deeper mastery of numerology. And lastly, my friends, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok and be part of my vibrant online numerology community. Okay, my friends, take care wherever you are. And as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.